Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Original Canadian Theatre. It is an absolute pleasure to be joined by Gil Garrett, Artistic Director with Blythe Festival, as the Blythe Festival is well underway with some great shows. Gil, good morning.
Good morning.
It is great to have you on the phone lines. Blythe Festival, again, as we talk about, it's Original Canadian Theatre. The season is already well underway. We're going to talk about some of the shows still to come, but we've got a very special show that is, in fact, wrapping up today, right?
Actually, it closes on Saturday.
Oh, it closes Saturday. Can you tell us about The Drawer Boy? This has been a huge hit.
Yeah, it's an incredible show. I mean, this is a show that is so close and near and dear to our hearts. This play, a lot of folks will be familiar with. Some people now call it a Canadian classic. It has been all over the English-speaking world. But incredibly, back in the 1990s, the whole thing started in the tiny village of Blythe with a commission for a playwright named Michael Healy. And he wrote The Drawer Boy, very much inspired by the inspiration of us all, which was The Farm Show. It was a play that had happened in 1972 in our community, where a bunch of actors from Toronto had come out to Blythe, come out to the local farm community, and they had spent time watching farmers, living with farmers, and they put on a play about farm life, and it changed everything. It was the reason we founded the Blythe Festival. And Michael created a play that has a fictional take on it, where an actor shows up at a farmer's door, knocks on it, and says, "Can I come and stay here and volunteer and learn from you and find some way to put on this play?" And they welcome him in. They have an awful lot of fun at his expense. But he also does learn tremendous things about them, about their life, and about the world around him. And it's just a magical, magical show.
And you've had some heavy hitter actors being featured in this show.
Yeah, it's an incredible cast. I mean, this cast, we've got Randy Hewson is in the show playing Angus. I mean, a lot of folks in Stratford will obviously know Randy. And then, his compatriot on stage is the incredible Jonathan Goad. I mean, these two titans have just done some incredible work. And then they are joined amazingly on stage by a young guy named Cameron Laurie. And Cameron will be well known to a lot of independent theater folks all over the country, but he actually grew up on a little farm with a little peach orchard about 10 minutes away from Blythe. So it's amazing to be able to bring Cam, who's a local young guy, up through the ranks and let him have this time on stage with these incredible forces.
So just two more shows for The Drawer Boy, but this has pretty much been a sold-out run for this show, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been amazing. Well, the other element of it, too, is we actually have two live musicians on stage, Ann Letterman and Graham Hargrove, and we've just got fiddle music and there's an amazing percussion thing that Graham does with all kinds of farm implements, and, we've got a live tractor on stage.
The whole thing is love it.
Incredible show.
Oh, fantastic. So we have more shows coming up. Anything you want to spotlight in particular this morning? Gil, we'll have to have you back on again, but we've got more shows coming up with Blythe Festival.
Yeah, well, just next week, we are going to be opening an amazing, hilarious, and brilliant show called Cottagers and Indians. This was written by the incomparable Drew Hayden Taylor, who Canadians know coast to coast to coast. Drew is an Indigenous writer, very, very funny, very, very smart, and Cottagers and Indians is a play that really kind of twists the blade, and I think asks the question, reconciliation may mean one thing on Parliament Hill, but, what does it mean on the back porch in the middle of the summer? And it's a play really about a Indigenous farmer who sets about planting wild rice in the waterways in the Kawartas, and a cottager who finds this wild rice to be interrupting her enjoyment of her lake. And it's smart, it's funny, it's brilliant, it's inspired by the real events going on in the courts as still to this day, and it welcomes everybody into the conversation. It's beautiful.
It's original Canadian theater at its best with Blythe Festival. BlytheFestival.com is a website for details, but that's just a sample of plays and shows still to come. And Gil, congratulations on that amazing stage at Blythe Festival. That is incredible.
Thank you. Yeah, we're thrilled. And, you know, audiences have loved that beautiful outdoor stage that we've built so much that actually this year we've added three more rows. So the thing is already taking off. It's just incredible.
Incredible Canadian theater. Blythe Festival. BlytheFestival.com is the website for details. And Gil Garrett. Gil, enjoy the rest of the run for The Drawer Boy. And again, more shows coming up. Great to hear.
Thank you. Enjoy your summer.